Hey, welcome to the Neon Black Podcast. I'm your host, E. In this episode, the E stands for elemental. And have you ever thought about which element your personality is most linked to? Are you passionate like fire? Are you untethered and free like air? Do you flow with an adaptability like water? Or maybe you're strong and steadfast like earth? Well, today we're going to be talking about the elements and what they mean to us. The order of the voices this time is going to go me, then Remy, followed by Kevin, and then Mikey. So, without further ado.
I'm curious, Remy, what element, if any, do you identify with most? I think I've heard it before, but...
It's a bit weird, because I think it is fire. I always say fire, but it's always in that weird place, because I'm most... Cause like, the way I can describe it most is most like Uncle Iroh, which is like, for the most part, he's chill all the time. But then when you see the fire, like whenever you see him spark up or get angry or get emotional in any way, for sure, definitely he's fire. And I'm a lot like that in that, because like it's always funny, I always think it's funny that people always talk about how like water can like, you know, be in any shape. And I always think fire is like the same way. Like he, like fire will just take up whatever space it's got and whatever it can, but centered around a point. And I'm a lot like that. So, but my fire is the one I always pick.
And fire is more associated with aggression a lot of the time. Yeah. Like, so I think, yeah, I do think like your, what you mentioned about Uncle Iroh is like very, very cool. Cause I feel like Iroh, like in the world of Avatar, he was like a perfect example of how like he took fire in his own hands, like very creatively. Cause he is like compared to, I guess, your generic firebender who would just be like unrestrained aggression. Like when you hear about his time as being like either part of the White Lotus or being like the general of the, I think it was like general of the West or something like that. You can see how like his aggression is, he's in complete control of it at all times. And that like also, I think that makes sense to how he learned how to redirect electricity. Because I think it does take that, the redirection of electricity made sense to me when I watched Avatar the first time as a kid, because when he was explaining how he learned from the waterbenders, like the flow of energy to like, and water I think is like sometimes regarded as like, a very receptive, or like, it's normally like symbolically like feminine kind of, because it's a very receptive, and it can also like adaptability is kind of considered water adaptability and stuff like that is considered that. So I think learning to like take in the energy and like redirect it through like his calm mind was very cool to see too, because you can see the different, like how that different psychology helped him create a new technique. Similar to Toph too. Like when Toph found out about metal bending, that shit was nuts. I thought it was cool, so cool.
I want to say one thing though. With the fire taking shape, I don't think fire takes shape. The flame's always going to be the flame. I think what it is, it's more so the fire can be contained, but it can also break loose. You know what I'm saying? Because if you put fire in a glass, it's still just going to be a flame. It's not going to take shape of the glass, but it can be in it. But if you like light it more, it can possibly break through, you know, heat the glass and break it out.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but, like, I guess, like, I mean, because the thing about, I guess the difference is that with water, it'll always take almost, like, the exact shape of whatever you put it in, whereas fire will keep a big bit of itself, but it will, I guess the difference is that water actively takes the shape of the other thing, whereas fire can be moved into a different shape, if that makes any sense.
The thing is, I'm getting at is I don't think fire takes shape. Fire is so aggressive that it does its own thing. I feel like fire is always dancing. Like, you're dancing with it. It's never in a shape. That's what I'm trying to get at. It's not something that wants to take shape. Like, you can put it in something, but you're not going to make it take a shape. It's going to do what it wants to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I could see where Mikey's coming from, because I do think that is, like, the dominant quality of fire. Like, if I were to think of, like, dominant, submissive, or, like, the essence of, like, masculine and feminine energies is, like, fire and earth hold form. Like, they hold their own forms, whereas, like, air and water are dependent around the surroundings that they're in, if that makes any sense. Whereas earth and fire also always create, like, circumstance, which is active versus reactive. So I think fire is very active, like Mikey was saying, where it will do what it wants to do. Same thing with earth. Like, it takes a lot of energy to mold earth the way you want it to be. Whereas, like, water, you could put in a cup. Air just goes with the wind, and that could change depending on buildings. Like, you get wind tunnels and caves and stuff like that, but it's very dependent on the surroundings. So, yeah, I do think that's very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, fire is, like, generally, it's, like, its most defining attribute is the, I mean, yeah, it's like Joe was saying, like, it does its own thing. It's, like, its passion and the will to, like, get what it wants to get done, which in fire's case, literal fire is burning things, you know, fire will do that at all costs. The interesting thing about fire versus the other elements is that, if you think about it, it's the only one that has, like, a goal in that way. I guess you could say wind blows, but I mean, air is just air, right? It's all around. And it,
I mean, but water is life.
It blows.
Water is life.
Well, water is water. You know, like, I mean, like, water is not trying to do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to say that. I wonder if you can make the argument that both air and water, the goal is to expand. Like, to just reach every edge, I guess.
You can see that with the air.
Yeah.
I could see that with water, too. Because it does take form of whatever you put it in.
Is that expanding, though?
Yeah, like, in the way that...
Anymore, I feel like...
Or I guess maybe not expand, maybe more... I mean, I'm mad we're giving, like, real, like, you know, like, emotions and things to elements, but, like, I guess you could say explore. Like, it'll just keep going to whatever end it can get to. Not necessarily, like...
I mean, because, like, if you want to put, like, a real distinction between the elements, because obviously it's important for people to be balanced and not to just be in one element completely. Like, you have your core, and then you've got, like, as you go through life, you kind of take qualities of the other elements to balance yourself out. But if you really want to take, like, the core of water, the core of air, earth, and fire, like, again, I could see, like, the expansiveness, the exploration as far as air goes, because it's not bound by, like, water is bound by gravity. That's, you know, like, waterfalls and shit. Mm-hmm. Whereas air is literally, like everywhere, all around the place. So I could see the exploration applying to that.
Okay, but what happens when you get water in space? There's no air in space.
Technically,
Nah, you can get water in space, like comets are ball of ice.
Yeah, but yeah, they're ice, yeah. They turn to a solid, which then...
Okay, what if an astronaut goes up in space with a bottle of water? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure, like, water is
it would either freeze or dissipate, right?
Yeah, it's
probably almost completely freeze, I think, because temperature.
Yeah.
Because, like, we freeze in space when we're not insulated. So I think it turned into ice. But, like, that's kind of what I think about, you know, water also having that expansive property. Like, water can be ice. Water can be, you know, water as we see it on this planet. It can also be vapor. Like, the way it travels is very free-forming, yeah.
I think that's a fair interpretation. But I think, me personally, I would still apply that to the... to the adaptive nature of it. Like, water is so adaptive, it can change its state to suit the temperature and to become something new that it needs to become. But that's because, to me, the core of water is that adaptability. That's what I like. You know, like I, when I'm studying like Bruce Lee's, his Jeet Kune Do, his fighting style, he, water is like the tenet of it. It's made up of all these different fighting styles that he thinks are adaptable for many like fighting situations. So then I always think of water like that. Like, you know, water can flow or it can crash and it can adapt in any container. Like that to me, that right there. Like, because no, I don't think no one element needs to be everything, but also every element, you know, I mean, the elements are to you what they are to you. So I just to me, water is adaptability, flexibility. It's, you know, it could be like extremely aggressive with the crashing. It can flow and kind of go with the environment. That's just what it is to me.
Yeah, I'd agree too. I think the interesting why I think water is the most interesting element to me is because that, you know, fire, for example, is the exact opposite. Its intrinsic property is like is known for being destructive, like by nature. And in some cases, it can mean like passion or life, depending on how you use it. But water is very versatile to where, you know, you can use it to wash your skin, like at a certain pressure. But then also when you put it in a container that's too small, like for example, with pressure washing, you can, if you under pressurize conditions, you can cut trees with water. Yeah. You can cut things down with water, which is insane to me. Or you can freeze things, or how it's pretty much used in like most like healing elements, where you have to like use water to boil certain herbs that you have so that the herbs reaches like a vapor point, which releases like a metabolite that you would actually need for medicine and stuff like that. And just the healing properties of water itself. Like, have you ever just been on a cleanse where you drink nothing of water and it clears your skin and stuff like that? It's just, yeah, I think it's just both the healing and adaptable components just make it such an interesting one to study. I think that's why it definitely was like the tenets of not only Bruce Lee's fighting style, but his philosophy of life too.
Mm. I feel it.
Hell yeah, man. I'm just trying to say, water's life, man. That's that shit, dog.
Yeah, you biased, man.
Biased.
Yeah, I mean, you know, water is life. Life by itself isn't everything. You know, you need everything else to be everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I mentioned, but the element I identify most, the element that I identify most with is air. But even saying that, I mean, I think if you'd asked me, I'm 25 now, if you'd asked me 10, 15 years ago, I would have been fire straight up from like, from the youngest age up until maybe like mid high school, because I related much more to like the anger and the passion and hostility. And even every now and again, you may still see it. Sometimes I can sound hostile or aggressive even in conversations, like with snapbacks and whatnot. I think it's much more controlled now, but that's like the I don't know, I'm trying to get the balance of all the elements. But I like air because of the, to me, it touches everything, and it's one aspect of air is that it takes the path of least resistance usually, and I think that's that could be applicable to me, unless like it's trying to get somewhere and there's no other way to go, then it has to try to focus and build up the pressure to be able to get through whatever, which I think again is applicable, but. Yeah, I think, and they say it's the element of freedom, and I believe very strongly in the individual's freedom to do whatever they want to do and to express. I think that's another thing too, is that you get a lot of expression with it. So that's why I fuck with it. But I mean, water is like that. I mean, it's already been said. I won't harp on it again. But like the adaptability, the flexibility, that shit is key. Like you need that. You need that in life to really be able to. To enjoy, like to have, I think, a fulfilling life, you have to be able, obviously, to adapt, but also have enough earthbending in you to, like, stand your ground when you need to stand it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta, you gotta have to, you know, like, you just need all four. Like, yeah, that's just, like, that's what the avatar is. The avatar is what we should all be.
Yeah. I heavily agree with that. Yeah.
He was literally, I mean, in the sense of a loose word, perfection.
Right. And I think, too, I mean, Iroh's got that mindset down perfect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why everyone loves him so much.
The only nigga that was in the spirit role, he was just chilling.
He came back.
He said, oh, yeah, I'm here, too. Don't worry about it.
There's some people just got it, man. Iroh just got it.
Like, the nigga, that nigga.
From being a general to being the owner of a tea shop to breaking down the walls of bossing, say, to getting put in prison, being a schlub, to working out, to learning lightning. Like, he just, to go into the spirit world just to chill. Some people just got it, man. He got it.
He said, I'm tired, boss. I'll see you in the next life. Nah. But no, I really do value water. Like, that's why I was on it for so much. Like, I always wanted to be a marine biologist growing up. Like, I don't know, it was something about just how it just does so much stuff for us that it gets taken for granted. Like, people really don't, like, I mean, people, I guess, realize how cold water is, like, nowadays, but before it was like, I don't know. It was just kind of like, water was just there because, you know, we thought it was there. People really didn't know the real applications of what it could really do. And now we're, like, making electricity with it. We're cutting down trees with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're doing all this shit. And it's just like, bro, this shit was always there. Like, God literally gave us everything we needed. We didn't need anything else. But we just wanted to manufacture more stuff. Just fucking up the ecosystem. But I'm not going to harp on that. Because, like, me wanting to be a marine biologist is really, really hurts me because of, like, the oceans is what's going to be, like, the first to go, you know what I'm saying? Like, when that goes, I don't know, man. I mean, obviously, the world's going to reset. Like, it's going to flood and it's going to reset and all that shit, but I don't know.
This ozone layer might go first, bro. It's global warming? Not a joke.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I have to go pretty soon, but before I go, I want to ask each of y'all. I think Iman raised, like, a pretty good concern with that. All of us should, you know, try to aspire to be, like, philosophically in life, like the Avatar, where we do master all the four elements. And it's something I've been thinking about myself, but I wanted to know what y'all think that your weakest element is. Like, if you were in life learning about each of the four elements, and, like, why do you think it's your weakest element, and what could you do to work on it, I guess, philosophically
speaking? My weakest is probably air.
Really?
Because my second favorite element is lightning, and you can only get that through fire, I guess. So it would be that, and then I'm earth. And then
it's interesting you say that, because I've always felt that you, like, with the freedom of thought.
But here's the thing, here's my thing. All right, hear me out. So I feel like fire, even though it's dope for Avatar, lightning shouldn't be fire. Lightning should be, I know it's hot, but lightning should be air. Right?
I think it's more because of the four stages of matter, and people like to always forget the fourth one, which is plasma. And plasma would be fire. Plasma is also how you get things like the sun. Like, the sun isn't made out of, a gas. But, I mean, you know, it is, but it isn't. Like, it's about plasmas, and, like, plasmas are really things you find in space. And then electricity just also happens to fall into that category as well. Because, you know, you have solids, liquids, gases.
But,
and then you do kind you know of how,
but here's the thing. Here's my thing. This is how electricity is made. Basically, it's all the water molecules in the clouds are rubbing together so fast that it basically irritates itself and then lightning strikes. So technically, lightning is, like, it's hot, yeah. But technically, all lightning is water molecules mixed with air molecules to come hit the Earth and go back up to the cloud.
Yeah, but
well, yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah,
I mean, their end product is, or like, it's, I think it's actually the fission between those molecules, so mm-hmm. the heat that is generated. Like, even if you read about, like, how the temperature changes, like, when a thunderstorm is about to happen, there's, like, almost like a very slow exponential increase of like heat energy, and but then I think
my thing is
the fission of those molecules generates enough heat to create lightning.
And the thing is, you're not wrong. That's accurate. But what I'm saying, heat doesn't have to be fire. You feel me? Because water can be hot. Water can't burn you. You feel me? Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like Avatar's sense of lightning shouldn't be. I mean, for the show purposes, lightning was cool, but
I think it makes more sense in the show than in anything else, specifically because of the way they're so based in emotional states and the way you go about in the world. And I feel like lightning definitely does not fuck with air. Like, the way air nomads and being peaceful and being, like, no destruction and, you know, being vegans or whatever, or vegetarians, whatever they were, like, that does not fit lightning, I don't think. Like, just the idea of friction and like you said, like, the fusion and the fission of the molecule, like, that does not fit with air. So I feel like in that way, it does fit with fire.
Because, like, my thinking is, oh, sorry.
No, you go ahead first.
You can go ahead.
There's a lag. Shit. Go ahead.
Oh, damn. Okay. That's really funny. But, like, if you use that thinking to where, like, you use, like, the water molecule, like, kind of, I guess, argument, you could also argue that, like, fire is an offshoot of, like, let's say, like, if you've ever made, like, a fire, like, in a camping setting, fire is made the same way by, like, using friction, like, between things that we would consider earth, like trees. That, like, even if you've seen, like, that rig where it's, like, a stick and, like, a piece of string, that if you turn the string enough, like, if you've ever seen, like, an old-fashioned fire starter, it creates enough friction, which gives rise to heat, or which then gives rise to fire. So I think, like, that the friction and the heat is actually what we need to pay attention to fire, rather than, like, you're starting, like, elements to create the fire, if that makes any sense. Because that's, like...
I think lightning... I mean, there's a reason lightning isn't usually considered one of, like, the fundamental elements.
Yeah.
And I definitely see what you're saying, Mikey, for sure, that I don't really link lightning and fire that strongly, because to me they are pretty separate. But for the show, it worked out really well. But I definitely see what you're saying. But the air thing, like, why you feel like air was your weakest one? Because to me, I feel like
the only reason I said air was because we were doing it in the terms of the show, and it was like I wanted lightning, so that's why fire was second.
Oh, no, I thought,
I think Kevin was,
yeah,
Kevin was asking, like, not in terms of the show, he's talking philosophically, like, what is your weakest element?
Oh, then it would be fire.
That would have been my guess too, actually.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it too. Right. Yeah, because Kevin's got to go soon, I guess. I think for me, mine is probably Earth, in the way that I feel like Earth is very, whenever Earth stands its ground or is in opposition to something, it's in a very neutral way. Like, whenever Earth is in the way, or whenever it's being stubborn, or whenever it's being an obstruction, it's in a very passive way. And when I'm on the other end of things, I'm never passive about it. Like, you don't know that I'm not in agreement or whatever. Like, I feel like it's rare that I feel like if I'm going to be adaptable, it's not going to be in a passive way. I feel like Earth is a very passive thing. So
It stands its ground.
Earth is kind of steadfast. Yeah. I don't think it's passive.
I guess passive, I guess, isn't really the, is. Yeah. It's, I guess I should say passive. It's the most neutral. And I feel like I'm never neutral. I forgot more either one or the other.
If it's neutral, like I can see what you're saying, but like if an earth like person, yeah.
So can you say it's like passive aggressive, where it's like it doesn't really do anything, but if it hits you, that's gonna hurt.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like when it hits you, it's because of intent, like. Something made it hit you, which then changes the situation.
That's not true. You could have ran into the wall, and that's your fault.
I mean, yeah. So that's like Earth is
but like it was enduring, like even you know? Yeah, but like even in that situation where you ran into the wall never moved. It was just being neutral. It was just chilling there. You got a strong
defense.
That's my point. Like you actively had to come to it for it to hurt you. Like that doesn't work.
We're talking about like the elements. Like, try to take the combat like viewpoint out of it. Like Earth,
yeah.
I feel like is, I don't know. I don't want to influence like y'all's like interpretations of the elements, but I feel like saying it's neutral is restricting it too much.
Nah, I agree. It's not neutral. I feel like it's more something that's just sturdy. It's something that
it's enduring. You know, it's got the.
I mean, I feel like those are the same thing. Like it's very continuously itself. Like it doesn't push for.
It doesn't
or
have to be
anything.
Neutral. That means it's doing what it's doing. Like I don't know. Like when you describe it the way you're describing it, I feel like I'm seeing the visual of it, and it doesn't.
I guess the way like in my head when I think about it, it just exists as it is, and it doesn't push for or against anything.
But that's like literal Earth. Like think about like a philosophy of Earth. Like if I was like an Earth minded person and I was like, I'm going to find a way to graduate college even though my parents can't pay for it and we don't have any money, the Earth minded person I think would just like go, like no matter what, would push through that. You can see there's some fire in there too, some passion. But the Earth minded person would endure and like do whatever they have to, take 3 jobs, like fill out scholarships, all that shit. Like that is what I think of like an Earth person.
Or a person.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's playing drugs, you know what I'm saying, to pay for college, you know what I'm saying?
And the Earth person would probably do that shit. They'd be like, well.
That's interesting.
That's a hard knock life.
I think the problem is that my philosophically, the two that I lean towards the most are fire and air. So I'm just so far away from Earth that I feel like I don't even have a grasp of it. Because, like, that's not what I think about. Because when you're describing all those things and saying that's, like, what an Earth person would do, I was like, that doesn't seem very Earth to me. But I don't know. Maybe I don't have a grasp. I don't know.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. Breaking up a little bit.
I mean, you can go next. You're the one who has gone yet.
Yeah, I'd say... I'm not, so let me know if I'm wrong, Kevin, but like weakest, the definition I was going with was like the one that you kind of have, I guess the weaknesses of all the elements are like, okay, so mine is fire, or I'll say mine was fire and maybe still is like a continuing process, but it's not because of like a lack of like fire minded, I don't know, philosophy or whatever. It's more of a lack of control over it, the anger and the whatever. I was like a pretty angry when I was younger, and that's something that I've been trying to like control and restrain. So like it would be my weakest, not because didn't exist strongly, but because I didn't have control over it. So it was like destructive in that way. So. Like being able to like not only like restrain it but like direct it is like important and like channel it into like the right areas. So you know now I channel it and sometimes it'll like come out and I'll get really excited or passionate about like a game or like a one piece or writing or something. But those are more constructive than you know the stuff I was doing before, getting into fights and whatnot. But that was my weakest. I don't know. I'd have to think kind of hard about what my weakest is now. It might be Earth, but not too sure.
I think Kevin would agree with you if he was still here.
But yeah. He's
not. Yeah.
Yeah. But
Yeah. I mean, that was cool.
Not bad. Yeah. We can. I guess we can call that one there. I suppose, kids.
My thing is, I wanted to say. I mean, you can cut it.
I mean, it is what it is.
I was gonna say, the only reason I thought that lightning would go to sky would be because, like, in all the shows we watch, always the sky king or the sky dragon or the sky whatever, it always has lightning. Have you ever noticed that? But then Avatar came in, and they fucked the whole game up. And the thing is, now I understand why they gave lightning to the firebenders. I get it. Like, I understand the nature of the elements. I know how that translates. But I still feel like lightning is a sky thing. Like,
I mean, I feel like that's, it's the thing, because the thing is that, like, I feel like that's only a sky thing is because lightning is also a very divine thing. Like, when you go back and you, like, switching, like you say, like, humanity and things like that, and, like, older civilizations, when you really think about it, when you didn't know anything about, like, science or anything, and you just walked outside and this bright light came down from the heaven, from the clouds, and struck something, and then caused it, like, it just becomes a very divine thing. So I think the thing about, like, sky dragons and sky, I feel like it just, lightning is just very divine. So when you have to take it away from the divine, who do you give it to? I feel like fire does make a good bit of sense. Mostly because, like, I think a lot of what Kevin was saying about, like, the nature and how it's made, I guess. But, like, I mean, yeah. Cause, but I would agree with, like, Emmanuel, too, that, like, I feel like lightning is on its own shit. But if you had to put it somewhere, I guess fire makes sense.
Fire.
I also say that you're mentioning the sky, but I feel like that's different from like, air. Like, I feel like those are two different things.
And that's what I mean by, like, sky and divine. Like, I feel like there's, like, yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Let's see. The day in water. A divine air.
Oh, boy. Divine air? You didn't play Sekiro.
Oh, divine sky, then.
Yeah. Just gonna cut that bitch out. I dropped my phone.
Oh, wow. I hate these people for real. But hey, it's E again. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Neon Black. We hope you enjoyed our nature-friendly analysis, and we look forward to next time with you. That's all we've got for now. So as the neon fades, just remember these three things. We're all avatars. Change is inevitable. And the most important color in the box is neon black.